presence with each one of us. Now the baptism is when that Holy Ghost is released. Now here, he breathes on them. Can I have some of you folks come here, please? I want to close with a demonstration. It's a very interesting demonstration. I think it'll help you see the power of the Holy Spirit. Can you stand around him, please? Let's make a circle around him. Come on, my dear. It's always more women getting filled than men. Look at that. Yeah. Can you stand in front of him? That's good. All right. Now, he's breathing on them, and he says, receive the Holy Spirit. So each one of them now has what he has.
It's gonna be all right.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
No need to worry.
The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. KAYT. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
Greetings. This is Reverend Lionel Smith, pastor of New Skyline Baptist Church. We are a church that is working towards acquiring the mind of Christ. Sit back and listen to the message already in progress.
church say amen. Let the church say amen. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise this morning. We come to worship and praise in his holy name. Amen. I got a little something I want to tell you. When I read the Psalms, I discovered that if anybody knew how to praise the Lord, David knew how to praise the Lord. David said, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continuously to be in my mouth. That only tells me one thing. No matter what I'm going through, the Lord is still worthy to be praised. Amen. Amen. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, now, y'all listen to this right here. I've been through the fire, and I've been through the flood.
Yes, sir.
Broken in pieces and left all alone.
Yeah.
But through it all, God bless me. And through it all, God kept me. And I still have a praise inside of me. Yes, I still have a praise inside of me. Hey, can I get a witness here?
All right.
Come on, choir, help me. Come on. Hallelujah.
I've been through the flood.
Broken in pieces.
Broken in pieces.
And left all alone.
And left all alone.
But I got good news today. But through it all.
But through it all, God bless me.
And through it all.
And through it all, God heal me.
And I still. Yes, I still.
Yes, I still have a praise inside me.
I'm gonna let Miss Mona tell you what the praise is. Come on.
There's a praise in my spirit. There's a praise down in my soul. Glory, hallelujah, that I cannot control.
I got one more thing I want to tell you.
Yeah, no.
One more thing.
Yeah, no.
Listen. Although I've been wounded.
Yes, sir.
And I've been scarred.
Yes, sir.
I never gave up.
Yes, sir.
I trusted in God.
Yes, sir.
But through it all, God bless me. And through it all, God kept me. And I still have a praise inside of me. Yes, I still have a praise inside of me. Woo! Listen. If you still got a praise inside you, come on, Miss Mona, let them know it.
Oh,
praises to sing. Come on, praises, everybody. Listen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hey. I got a bad report from the doctor. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hey, hey, hey. Come on, choir. Lord, I love you.
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 L
In honor of Black History Month, amen. We want to, every Sunday we had talked about in honor of Black History Month. Amen. Thais, if you could bring the words up for us. Walter, can you do a little bit of that for us at the beginning? Let me bring you around. Here you go, sir. Sing your song now, Walter.
Thank God for you today. Your presence today says a lot to God, to us, to me, to the church that God has put together. We thank him for that, bringing the church together and establishing the church on the rock, which is the truth.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
To be spoken everywhere, all over the earth. The Bible tells us to go in all the world and teach people to observe everything that he said. And he promised us one thing, said he'll be with us always, even till the end of this world.
Yes,
I thank God for allowing America to give us a little history. And which, if I go back and find out the real history, we are the history, according to the holy word of God. In the beginning, we was. In the beginning, all life started in the eastern part of Africa.
Yes, sir.
And we thank God for that, looking
thank you, Lord.
Beyond everything that people say and do, and seeing that he can bring us and give us what to tell his people. And I thank God for looking to us, depending on us, and working with us. And all that we can spread the good news of Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
Even
thank
the old prophets that prophesied before Moses' time, before Abraham's time, the prophet Enoch, the only perfect individual in the human body that ever walked perfect before God. And the Bible said God took him. And the other witness that we're going to have in during the tribulation period will be Elijah. And they're going to come forth, and they're going to be killed in the streets of Jerusalem, not the United States.
Yes, sir.
Jerusalem. Going to lay there 3 days, they're going to get up. And they're going to have power that you can't even go before them. Even like God told us about people looking on him, that you
yes,
can't,
sir.
The day you look on me, you surely die.
Yes, sir.
And we thank God. They don't tell all of our history. They don't tell us all of our history. Noah's Ark is today on Mount Everest, sitting on Mount Everest. What they did, it made a no-fly zone. They don't want you to know the history of us and our coming through trials and tribulation. So they kept that hid. But if you go to this book here, all the history you need to know is right here in this book. Everything we can do or say is written right here in this book. Never seen a man so wise, so brilliant, that he told us what's going to happen, when it's going to happen, how it's going to happen. And every time he said it, it hit right on the note.
Yes, sir.
We thank God for you today, for all the ministers of the gospel according to Jesus Christ. May the peace of God continue to flow upon all of us and all of us that God has called sanctified and they're being kept by God. We're going to talk to you today about one of our servants. And God said himself, say, Moses was the meekest man in all the earth.
Yes, sir.
And it ain't nothing wrong. I always said the first time I read that scripture, I said, I'm going to surpass him. I said, I'm going to be the meekest man that ever lived. And it takes some praying and prayer to be the meekest man that ever lived, because people can cross you at times and bring you out of them. So you have to stay prayed up all the time. And it's in the church, too, now. It's in the church, too, that you get a lot of trouble sometimes. And my personal feeling, it should never be a cross word or nothing in the church of God. We come here to worship and to praise God and be sanctified by his spirit, and that's what it should be all the time. But I know some people in the church say, well, I got my opinion. You don't need no opinion. You need the word of God. If you get the word of God, we're going to make it. Today we're going to talk to you a little bit about Moses and his family. And we need you to know that. And we're going to share a few words of scripture. We're going to read all the scripture we're going to use, but we're going to read a few verses, and then we're going to talk to you.
Yes, sir.
12th chapter of Numbers. And we got to keep this in mind. The Bible is what it says. Ain't nothing I can do to make nothing else happen. It's just what he said in the book. That's going to count. We're going to be judged by the stuff the Bible said written in the book. In the 12th chapter of Numbers, beginning with the first verse, and Miriam and Aaron spake against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman he had married. For he had married an Ethiopian woman. And they said, have the Lord indeed spoke only by Moses? Had he not spoken also by us? And the Lord heard it. Now the man Moses was very meek above all the men which are on the face of the earth. And the Lord spake suddenly unto Moses and unto Aaron and to Miriam, come out ye, the three, unto the tabernacle of the congregation. And they three came out. And the Lord came down in a pillar of the cloud and stood in the door of the tabernacle and called Aaron and Miriam, and they both came forth. And he said, hear now my word. If there be a prophet among you, I, the Lord, will make myself known unto him in a vision and will speak unto him in a dream. My servant Moses is not so, who is faithful in all mine house. With him I will speak mouth to mouth, even apparent, and not in dark speeches, and the similitude of the Lord shall be he behold. Wherefore then were ye not afraid to speak against my servant Moses? And the anger of the Lord was kindled against them, and he departed, and the clouds departed from off the tabernacle. And behold, Miriam became leprous, white as snow. And Aaron looked upon Miriam, and behold, she was leprous. And Aaron said unto Moses, keep this in mind, arise, my Lord, I beseech thee, lay not this sin upon us. Wherefore we have done foolishly, and wherein we have sinned. Let her not be as one dead, of whom the fleshes have consumed, when he cometh out of his mother's womb. You may be seated.
Amen.
First of all, a little theme. Woe to them that talk against God's servant. Woe. Ain't just talking about me, preacher. Anybody that's a servant of Jesus Christ, you should not put your tongue on them.
That's right.
Don't put your lip on them.
That's right.
Always lift them up. Never talk against them. Don't look for no faults in nobody. Because if we look for faults in somebody, all we're going to do is go in our bathroom and look in the mirror.
Yes, sir.
And you'll find enough for nobody else. You don't have to look at nobody else. We're going to say something about Moses here. They say Moses was the meekest man in all the earth. He came through the tribe of Shem. That's Ham and Japheth's brother. They's up the sand. That was Noah's boys. And we need to let you know how this earth be remultiplied. And I see he married, Moses married one of Jethro's daughters, the priest Jethro's daughter.
Yes, sir.
I want to say this to you, and Jethro, the one that gave Moses some wisdom, and told Moses, don't try to judge all these people, because you can't do it all by yourself. So you put people in charge of different groups and stuff, and let them know more the way that matters, they bring it to you. And that's where we got to function like that even this day.
That's right.
If we don't function like this day, we'll never get nowhere.
Right.
So when we look at Moses, and when he say he married an Ethiopian woman, and let me say this to you. This was a black woman, Ethiopian black woman. But now we get thrown off right there so often time because people don't tell you about it. But Moses come from the tribe of Shem. That's Ham's brother, full-blood brother. So what are you saying, Shmuel? He come from a black tribe too. And we need to know and understand. In order to understand the scripture, you need to know what the scripture's saying. You know when it was birthed and everything. We got to know that because people tell us who we are and we don't know who we are. But you got to know who you are first before you know somebody else. Got to know yourself first. The scripture goes on to say, and God, he said, have the Lord, now watch this. See, jealousy can slip in before you know it.
Yes, sir.
It'll slip in your house, in your church. Before you know it, jealousy will slip in. People resent you. You somebody get up and talk a good thing. People say, I don't know who they think they are. They ain't no more than me. Yes, they are. Because they got up and presented themselves before God.
Yes,
you sit in your seat. They elevated above you, not by God's standard. And we got to keep that in mind. But you got to love everybody you see. Don't hate nobody. Don't despise nobody. Love everybody. That would put the church in professionalism. So Moses, they say they got married to Moses because he married this Ethiopian woman. Moses, he was black too. This Ethiopian was black. But what it was a tribal thing. He married out of his tribe. See, he married out the Shemite tribe. That's why they was married with him. The Jew didn't want no Gentile in their family. Sometime here or now, we get Jewish Gentile. Sometimes we tell our children sometimes who to marry and who not to marry.
Yes,
I know we be looking out for the welfare of them, but you got to let them make that decision. They got to live with it, not you. But encourage them to be good and to be sanctified by God, the Father. So they was talking against Moses. They spoke against Moses. Now watch this. Saying they had... Lord indeed spoken only by Moses. This is the question they asked. Who he think he is? God ain't just talking to him. He ain't just talking to him. He ain't just talking to Smith. He's talking to everybody in the church. But he going to talk to the man that's in charge or the woman that's in charge. They not no greater than the other people, but he just the charge person. In every job, every organization, ever you got a leader. In every organization or class or whatever, there's a leader. You got to have a leader or you ain't going nowhere. Got
to
have a leader. So God ain't no less than us. We have to have leaders all over the country, all over the world. We got to have national leaders, international leaders, in order to make everything function properly. And they say, had he not spoken also unto us? And the Lord heard it. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, he going to reap it, y'all. I found that out in life. You're going to reap what you sow. And that ain't no lie. You're going to reap what you sow. That's why the Lord tells us to be encouraged all the time. Encourage our brother. Love our brother. Do good to those that despitefully use us. Say all manner of evil falsely against us. For his name said, we got to follow the orders. You know, I know in this life because I get dissatisfied sometimes when I look at the TV and see all this wild craziness on TV. I said, where did he get their mind from? Why they try to sit a building up, they tearing down? Well, it ain't biblical what they doing. Why you do it and you running church every Sunday, up in church shouting and cutting flips, and you come here and don't love me? God is love. If we've been born again, we got to love everybody we see. Jesus went further than that. He said, I want you to love your enemy. Rebbe, it takes something to love your enemy. It does take something, commitment to God. And you can love your enemy. But if you ain't committed to God, you can't love your enemy. Jealousy sometimes creeps into the church. But God, he speaks to the overseer or the head or whatever it is, organization or whatever. God speaks to them. And they give just for God's sake. Don't get in that chain. If I get here, God tell me to say this, and I get here and put my words in it, I just erred. Uh-oh. I just erred.
Yes, Lord.
And God ain't satisfied with me. He say, tell it like I give it to you. And listen to what the God heard. The Bible say God heard him arguing and getting mad with Moses because he married this woman that wasn't of the Shemite tribe. And say, now the man Moses was very meek. Moses didn't fight back, didn't fuss with him. Above all the men that was on the face of the earth, Moses is still meek. You know, people, they try you. When you say you're a nice and kind person, folks going to try you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
They're going to try you, and they're going to come at you, and they're going to juke you and juke you, and they want you to break so they can talk about you. But you, the Bible tells me to be steadfast, unmoved, always abounding in the works of God. I don't care what people say to me. You know how these young people say, just cool me, baby. Just cool me. And we got to do that. That's the way of God. If every time somebody say something crazy to me, I break off, I'm not a representative of God. I'm not his ambassador. If every time you say something to me in one accord, I jump off the hook, I'm not a good leader.
That's right.
And I need to sit down.
That's right.
Until somebody straighten me out.
Right.
Or maybe God straighten me out. But we got to be like God say for us to be. And it said, and Moses, now watch this, and the Lord spake suddenly unto Moses and unto Aaron and to Miriam. Now watch this now. Say, come out ye three unto the tabernacle of the congregation, and they three came out. Watch this. When you get to that entrance out there, if you wrong with me, before you come in this door in here, you better be justified with me. In the old covenant, you walk through the doors right there, you fell dead. Because you had it in your heart. It wasn't that you telling me nothing, but you had it in your heart. You didn't like me in your heart, you fell dead.
Yes, sir.
On the spot. Don't y'all remember Ananias and Sapphira?
Yes, sir.
They sold some land that belonged to them. It wasn't for nobody, it wasn't for the church or nobody. And they promised to give the church so much, and they didn't give the church but a little bit. And they kept some back, and then the prophet come and say, didn't y'all get together and talk about this? Say, your husband just fell dead, just didn't for lying. And they waiting on you now at the door to pick you up and take you out right now. They waiting on you at the door right now. We got to be careful. Don't you run behind no liar. Please, I'm begging you, don't run behind no liar. If I'm up here lying, get from around me. The stone will come and take both of us away.
It will.
See, God spoke to them and told them to come out of the church. We don't need mess in the church. All the things that we do and need to discuss it not in the sanctuary, but in other parts of the church of the building. And he said, they came out. Now, God came down. Now, watch this. His presence. You know, you can't look on him now. He's too perfect for you to look on. See, he came down a pillar of cloud. Stood at the door, in the door of the tabernacle, and called Aaron and Miriam. Who he didn't call? Moses did. Wasn't nothing against Moses. It was against Aaron and Miriam, the brother, Moses' brother and sister. He called them out. God help me. Come in, I'm going to talk to y'all. Let me talk to y'all. And see, you anger God when you talk against his servant. You make God mad.
Yes, sir.
I don't care who the servant is. You're the guitar player, keyboard player, preacher,
yes,
choir member.
Yes,
if you talk against them, you're in danger
yes,
of God's judgment.
Yes,
You do not do that. God's trying to, this old covenant, but he's trying to put the church together now, the way he wanted to be put together. And we got to be very careful how we treat our brothers and our sisters. So God came down and talked to them. And he said, now look what he said here. Look what he said. Hear now my word. This is God speaking. I need y'all attention now. Hear my words. If there be a prophet among you, listen good. This is straight out from God. I, the Lord, God, not you. I tell people all the time, no preacher made me. God made me what I am. I wouldn't accept nobody else making me nothing because they cut me and throw me down when they want to. But when God made me, can't nobody cut me down. Nobody can cut me down. And he said, hear me now, the word. There'll be a prophet among you. I, the Lord, that's God Almighty, will make myself known unto him in vision. Listen good, and I'm going to straighten this out. And will speak to him in a dream. God prophets or who he wants to do something, he's going to give him a vision or a dream. Listen good. He's giving everybody. He will work with everybody. Sometimes we have dreams at night and we come up in the church and say, Lord, show me that you ate too much last night. God ain't tell you nothing. He ain't tell you nothing. You just ate too much. And start having nightmares or whatever you call them, whatever it is. But God going to speak to, he can't speak to, I don't care, every preacher here could be way brighter than me academically. Not spiritually, academically. But God, if I'm in charge, he's going to talk to me.
Yes, sir.
He's going to talk to me.
Yes, sir.
And I'm going to share with them what God told me, and I ain't going to add to nothing or take nothing away from them. Tell them just what God say, that's what I tell them. If I don't do that, I'm out of order. And the word said here, say, I, the Lord, will make myself known unto him in a vision, speaking to him in a dream. Number, watch what God tell them next verse. My servant Moses, that's the man in charge. It's not so. I ain't going to treat him like I did y'all. He say, Moses is faithful in all my house, huh? Very faithful. Whatever I tell Moses to do, he gonna do it. No talk back. No, this what I think it mean. No, this, that, and the other. None of that. Moses going, he's just gonna listen and go do what he's saying.
That's it.
Church, me, myself, I can't question God. Who am I to question a Savior? The man spoke everything and it spoke to the sun and it's sitting out there. Ain't no strap holding it up there now. No, nothing holding the moon up or nothing. How can I talk to him and go over him and say, this is what God meant? I can't do that. I'm not capable of doing that. That's why many of us falling today. We analyzing too much. Instead of saying what God said and leave it to what he said. I'd rather say what he say than to try to make out what he didn't say. That might be called a mistake in my life, in his life. But he said here, Moses, I'm going to talk special to him. I'm going to talk special to him. He said, I'm going to speak to him mouth to mouth. This honor, y'all. You know, all our history, we couldn't look on God. Every time God visits somebody, he used a burning bush, used a rock. He used whatever he wanted to use. He used snakes one time to get his message over. And we got to hear what thus said to us. We know it's God speaking because he don't speak as a natural man. He speak as a holy and undefiled person. He say, and look what he say. He said, I ain't going to tell Moses nothing that he don't understand. That's amazing. You know, a lot of times we go places, go see the sick and shitty and all that. And I got caught in that once, and I thank God, and I got to testify to that. I got caught in this one. Every time we used to go, the first thing we did is start praying for people. First thing, that's what I did. I did that all my life, young life, started praying for people. This particular time, I went to the hospital with this group. And the first thing I did, lay hand on and start praying for people, the room full of people. And the man come up and say, I ain't tell you to pray for me. I could have went through the floor. I was going by what man said, how to do it. God didn't tell me that. When I got home, I went into the book of James, the fifth chapter of James, and read the fifth chapter of James, and it directed me how to do that. We too religious these days, instead of being holy like the Bible requires of us. We get religious. And when we get religious, we forget where we are, who we are, and whose we are. He said, I'm going to speak to Moses. Where are you? I ain't going to speak to none of y'all. And God said he got angry because they talked to Moses wrong. Look, he's still the same God today. I believe he said, touch not my anointing, not do my prophet.
No harm.
No harm. He wants me to be in peace at all times. He wants me to show love to every individual in this church. Every time you see me, whether we're in the street or in the church, I should treat you the same way. And I shouldn't tell you nothing if I ain't doing it.
That's right.
The Bible said the anger of the Lord was kindled against them. And God departed. The worst thing in the world could happen to us when the Lord walk away from us.
Lord.
When Jesus was on Calvary Hill, listen good, his only begotten son, but when Jesus took on the sins of the whole world, God just turned his back on
him.
Not his son, on the sin. Because his son ain't sinned yet. Never sinned. That's why his body come up incorruptible. Because he took on sin. He wasn't in sin. So God didn't destroy him. The Bible said the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God, eternal life. And we got to keep that in mind all the time, that it's not all about me, but it's about you to a certain extent, that you keep his commandment, then he'll fulfill his benefits within your life. But if you don't keep his commandment, he cannot lie for you, he can't take up for you, he can't do nothing for you until you ask. The Lord know everything about all of us. He know our mind, the intent of our mind, the intent of our thought. But you know what we got to do? We got to ask him or tell him what we need. He already know, but he just told us to tell him what he need, what we need. And then he'll answer. He said, made a covenant that he'll answer. So God's anger fell upon them. He departed. And the clouds departed from off the tabernacle. And behold, Miriam and, now watch this. Miriam became lepers. White what? As snow. And Aaron looked up on Miriam. And behold, which means he looked again, she was leper. She was a natural, bronze woman. When they committed that sin against Moses, he turned her white. Look up the word, you'll see where I am. He turned her white. In the Bible, I looked up the leper, that means head flushed as of a baby bone out of the mother's womb. Head flushed, you're never strong. You ain't full grown yet. And when Aaron looked up on his sister, now here's the key. The one that you come against most time, that's the one that you're going to go back to. That's the very one that you're going to go back to. Because look what Aaron said. See, and Aaron said unto Moses, Eliah, which means master. Now, this is a little brother. Aaron is the priest. But God put Moses in charge. And later on, he made Moses the priest and made Aaron the spokesperson in case Moses wasn't clear enough. But he said, Eli, which means master, my Lord, giving grace and honor to God, I beg you, beseech me and beg, I beg thee, lay not this sin upon us, wherein we have done foolishly, and wherein we have sinned. Moses, my brother, look, don't hold this against me. He talking to the wrong person, but God got Moses in charge.
Yes, Lord.
So he had to go to Moses. That's the one he come had all against. So he had to go and get repentance from the one he had all against. Got to go get forgiveness to the one you got all against. One you talked about, one you hated, you got to be reconciled back to them before you go anywhere else. God don't hear you when you dislike somebody. You got to be clear. You got to be under fire. So Aaron did the right thing. He did the right thing. He just said, "Don't we act foolish. We did wrong. I know we can't be like that. Look at your sister." And, you know, when you have leprosy, according to the Bible now, you can't be among people. You had to put them out of the city, live in a cage or whatever for 7 days. And then after 7 days, come back before the priest, and he look at you again. And if you're all right, you come in. If you ain't all right, go 7 more days. That's why when this virus came, they gave us 4 weeks, 2 weeks. That's where they get that from. They don't want to tell it, but that's where it come from the Holy Word of God. And so that's what they did. They did that, and then listen to what it say now. Look, let her not be as one dead. Good God Almighty. Of whom the flesh is half consumed. Otherwise, my flesh, because I got leprosy now, my full maturity is halfway. It ain't even full now, no more. I'm halfway now. And when she comes out of her mother's womb. Now, watch this. Watch this. Now, when you bring it to me, I need to take it to Jesus. Now, watch what the scriptures say. It said, Moses cried unto the Lord, saying, "Hear her now. Hear her now. O God, I beg you, hear her now." And God replied, "Is this. And the Lord said unto Moses, if her father had but spit in her face, she should not be ashamed 7 days. Let her be shut out of the camp 7 days, and after that, let her come in, be received again." Now, to spit in somebody's face, that was a disgrace. That was a total disgrace. Disrespectful, disgraceful, with no God in you, didn't know yourself, wasn't no Christian. You was an outcast, because people that anchored in Christ, the Spirit of God, always speak to them and tell them what and when and how, what to do. But evidently, he said that was part of the law back there. It was very uneducational to spit in a person's face. When I was coming up, and I mean, that'd been a few weeks ago. When I was coming up, if you talk about a man, mama, this is when I come through. I'm talking about what I come through.
Yes, sir.
Talk about his mama, you had a fight.
Yeah,
you spit in his face, you had sure had a fight then. And when I read that, and people used to mess with me, and the Bible said, turn the other cheek. I said, I wish he would put his hand on me, turn it all right. I mean, I'm being real. But I had to get into this and let God fill me up with his word, that the word will hold me. Because if the word don't hold you, you'll do anything. You know how people always say, "I wouldn't have did that." Don't say that. Don't say that. If the spirit ain't with you at this moment, ain't no telling what you'll do. I'm being real with you, y'all. I've been there. And so here, we talk about this man, Moses. He's of the Shemitic race, and his family. Now, this family, this wasn't outside. We talked about just the family today. And I thank God that I was able to go through this family tree and show how God didn't show no preference even to his family. And they was for God. They was working with God. They was under God's supervision. But he had to put them in place. And he had to bring forth his authority and give it to his people. that they can walk in the ways of God and live according to God's word. We thank God today for you, and I just want to open your understanding that when we stop denying ourselves and just look in the Bible every now and sometimes you got root words, just look up, and it'll tell you where you're going. It'll tell you just where you're going. So Moses was one of our brothers, y'all. And I ain't teaching this against nobody, because I'm going to tell you this, and I'm going to sit down. Heaven going to be dressed up with all kinds of people. Everybody that repent and give their life to Christ going to be in heaven. I don't care who you are, what color you are, how much money you got, how poor you are. If you repent and come to Jesus, you're going to be with the Lord. Keep that in mind. We ain't never cast away like folks say we was cast away. Listen to how God prescribed us, that we are holy, a nation, a royal priesthood, a peculiar person. Folks don't understand us when we change our life and follow Christ. They'll tell us we fools. I wouldn't do this and I wouldn't do that. But you listen to Jesus, because I heard the scripture say when we get in New Jerusalem, we're going to be judged by the word. And on our forehead, Jesus is going to be written on it. And you can't slip in because it got all 12 of them angels going to be at each gate. And they're going to tell you, come on in. And you can't get up there and compromise. You know we got slick people there? Even in the church, you got slick people in the church. You ain't going to be able to say, I'm Reverend Smith and I'm a Christian. That ain't going to work. You got to have that mark on you. You ain't got the mark, you ain't going in.
Right.
And you ain't going to push your way either. Because we're going to be governed by the power of God's might. I thank God for you today. Hope you're receptive of some of your history that God made for us, even in the Garden of Eden. There may be somebody today ready and desirous to be a child, a son, a daughter.
When the world from you is old.